As a means of escape, whether it was from summer heat or from the troubles of the Depression, the Fox Theater played an important part in Tucson history. These days, Tucsonans still have the same needs, and the Fox Theater is paying homage to its history by bringing back summer Saturday matinees. Kimberly Kraft got some popcorn and turned off her cell phone to bring us this story.
When it opened on April 1st, 1930, the Fox Theater immediately established itself as the heart of the city. The Southwest-style Art Deco movie palace enjoyed instant success. The shows changed 2 to 3 times each week, and the theater was packed every day. Once a week, the Fox offered matinees for ladies, usually a romantic feature. But the most popular event of the week occurred every Saturday, with the Mickey Mouse Club for kids. Ofa Probasco remembers those days when he and his twin brother would ride their horses to the Fox from the edge of town at Mission and Ajo.
But then when we went to the Fox Theater, we just went right down to Jackson Street and left the horses because we knew where we was going then. And then we'd walk on up to the Fox Theater. And of course, there would be a line that started out, it would run clear around the corner and on down Stone, you know, of kids waiting to get in to see the show.
Even at the height of the Depression, kids flocked to the Fox. The program included live acts, talent shows, and giveaways. Cartoons and serials preceded the main feature. There was even a girl paid to sit in the back and scream during the scary parts. 50 cents a scream.
We couldn't wait to see the cartoons, you know, and that's the first thing we'd want to see, you know. And of course, the lights and everything, it's just, you know, it's just something that stuck with you, you know. You just, it was just magnificent, we thought, you know.
The club faded in the 1950s, and soon shopping malls and air-conditioned cars caused the Fox to lose its luster until the movie palace closed in 1974. Fast forward to the summer of 2009 and the rebirth of the Mickey Mouse Club.
So these serials that we picked, The Undersea Kingdom, Wolf Dog, and Green Archer, all were shown at the Fox during the Mickey Mouse Club in the 30s and 40s. And so we wanted to kind of recreate that sense of a Saturday afternoon at the Fox. So we also incorporated some Warner Brothers classic cartoons, the Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, some of that stuff.
Herb Stratford left the Fox in the spring of 2009 after spearheading a 10-year restoration effort, but he couldn't stay away for long and came back this summer as a volunteer to program the summer series.
This building was such a big part of my life, and you know, at least 10 years, 70 hours a week of my life, plus another 10 years carrying a torch before that. So it's kind of hard to shake this building, certainly. And I'm just really dedicated to making sure that people do see this building as an important piece of Tucson's cultural heritage and architectural history.
Stratford has resurrected the old serials and programmed them to run 4 episodes each Saturday through August 15th. Rafi Herrera Zinman was so enthralled by the first installments of The Wolf Dog, starring Rin Tin Tin Jr., that he begged his dad to come back for more.
Right now, me and my dad are only seeing The Wolf Dog, and it's just a very good show, and I happen to have 2 dogs.
And that's not all that keeps Rafi coming back.
There's lots of cliffhangers. Like, it's really shocking, the cliffhangers. The cliffhangers are, like, really shocking.
Rafi's father, Tony Zinman, says the serials give the pair a chance to recreate an experience that moviegoers really don't have anymore.
Both Rafi and I are kind of movie fanatics, and it makes me think about, you know, back in the 30s when, like Rafi said, when my father was a child, before every movie they would show one of these serials. Any chance to see something
like a cartoon.
And a cartoon as well. And any chance to see that on a big screen is just really a neat experience. So.
Also each Saturday this summer, the Fox screens classic movies. Recently, The African Queen drew 350 patrons. Stratford hopes to build on that success. He says up to 160,000 people have come to the new Fox since its reopening, and now with city ownership, he hopes to convince everyone that this is our building.
And you need to come down, see this building, see a piece of Tucson history, experience what it is like to come back to this kind of a structure, because we're very lucky in Tucson to have a historic theater, a movie palace like this that's on the National Register, that's an important structure. So this is your building. Find something that you like that we're doing and come down here.
The Fox has a story with no ending. Will the damsel be rescued? Will the hero find fame and fortune? Tune into the next installment to find out.